Wes Davis, hello.
Hey, Joe, how are you?
Good. Welcome to Labors for Neighbors, a show about labors and work and jobs and how they bless not just us, which is normal and good and well, but also our neighbors, our acquaintances, strangers, our enemies even. That's the miraculous otherworldly thing that is, that's, you know, where did we get that from, and where does it, where do we see it happening? You, I have known you since New York City. You were the founding director of Moravian Open Door, correct?
That's absolutely right.
The question I have for you, I volunteered there in this Bible study, and that was fun. And you all, you and your lovely wife, Jane, left within a year to go to Pender County.
North Carolina.
North Carolina. Well, there's Carolina and then there's South Carolina. You know that, correct?
I absolutely do.
How far along physically was Moravian Open Door when you came on board?
Well, it was brand new. They were just starting it up. So I think that was 1986.
Had it already been built?
No, we were under construction. It was a gutted building down on East 18th Street, four-story building. And so it was pretty extensive renovations there.
Were you involved? Were you involved in the renovations?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, when I first moved up there, they had no housing for me, and they found a parsonage that I could live with two sisters. One was the pastor of the Tremont Terrace Moravian Church up there. So I lived there for about a year till the construction was finished, and then I moved in to Moravian House.
But were you the guy that pushed the building of the building?
Well, actually, we had a board. They sort of got that started early on. They got some grants, I think, from the state and the city of New York, and they had that vision to develop housing for homeless folks.
And they brought you on board to make it happen?
Yeah, I don't know why, but they did. Yeah.
What? Honestly, that we're celebrating work today. You know, you're a humble guy. I understand that. But what in your education qualified you, made you a good candidate to build that building?
Well, you know, I studied sociology. Political science was going to be my thing. The plan was to go to law school. So I started out in political science, and for some crazy reason, I went on it was a mission trip. But it was not so much a religious mission. It was a school mission trip. And we went to Cincinnati and worked for about 3 weeks with folks who needed housing and food and different things like that. And my whole world, I guess, changed from that point out. I've never really given that a whole lot of thought, but that was the turning point to go from this idea of law school to doing, I don't really call myself a social worker, but it's doing social work is what I really ended up doing. And that sort of led me to go to, I went to grad school at State. You know, that's one of the better schools in North Carolina. You know that. So I got my master's degree in public administration there. So that prepared me to do different things.
NC State is one of the best, is one of the very best colleges in the county. There's no doubt in my mind. What did you study at NC State?
Public administration. So I got some management skills there, I guess.
Who developed the blueprints for the building?
I guess that was really already done before I got there. And so we were in the construction stage when I got there.
And at one point, did you marry your lovely wife, Jane?
Well, that was part of that story of me living in that parsonage in New York City. It was a very small congregation, Moravian congregation. And she was probably the only young girl there in that congregation. So that's how I met her. 32 years later, we're still together.
You have a wonderful marriage, a wonderful family, four children. Was that gratifying to have the building built?
It was. It was wonderful to have it completed, you know. Mm. That was back when Governor Cuomo, that's right.
And so you met Governor Cuomo.
Mario, yeah.
But did you feel immediately like leaving, like you had gotten the job done, and did you start applying elsewhere immediately? Be honest.
No. We went through that. We did the startup for how you would accept homeless folks,
right,
for your housing, because we had minimal support staff. We only had a couple. And so we didn't really have the means to help folks that had any serious substance abuse problems and those kinds of things. They had to largely just need a stable environment with some help and just housing and food. And so we went through that early stage, and to today, 30 some years later, my wife and I, Jane, will sometimes talk about some of those original residents of Moravian House and how we developed, friendships and relationships with them.
That was my best friend.
You talked about when it was done, you felt you did what you needed to do, but it was those people, the folks that we got to talk to and to meet and provide them housing. That was what made it worth it all.
One of the best friends I've ever had is Constance Ortega, and I met her elderly lady. And she was a dream come true. She was like a grandmother and to me. And for years after you all left, for years and years, Constance Ortega and I would correspond. We would see each other occasionally. She was she met my wife and maybe one or two of my kids, and I give a lot of that credit to you because you created a warm environment, you and your wife and your dog, who didn't like me, but didn't bite me. He didn't like me, but he didn't bite me.
Many people.
what led you to Pender County, and what is your title in Pender County?
Yeah, I enjoyed New York City a lot. I could live there, but I was drawn back to North Carolina, and so after we got married. We just looked for jobs in North Carolina. Ended up, it's called Pender Adult Services as our organization. I'm the executive director, been here since 1989 of November. And I thought I would be here maybe a year or two, maybe 3 years, and then move on to something else, maybe to a larger city, that kind of thing. It wasn't always easy here. Early on, there were a lot of issues, financial issues and staffing issues. But once those got addressed, it became a place that was always challenging for me, that we could always have other projects or other services that we want to develop. So it has been rewarding and continuing to be challenging.
Pender County Adult Services, what is that? What do they do?
Well, we're a nonprofit, and we would be comparable in many counties to a council on aging somewhat. We do everything from Meals on Wheels to we operate a couple of senior centers. We have a wellness center, a gym program. We have nurse aid services that are considered an alternative to nursing home care. So we try to maintain folks in the home as long as we can. And we provide transportation for the county, counseling for things from prescription assistance programs and insurance programs. And it runs a pretty large gamut. That's a big picture.
Did Pender County Adult Services exist before you came down there?
It had been here a few years. I think it started in about 1982. So it had been around for about 5-6 years.
So you took over from somebody else?
I did.
And Mama Mia, oh, where did you get your work ethic from, kind of, sort of, growing up?
Well, Joe, I grew up, spent a lot of years on the farm. So I did everything from working in tobacco and I don't know, potato fields and corn fields and whatever it was, wheat fields, whatever you had to do.
What county?
Forsyth.
Forsyth County. I remember that now.
Salem. Yep.
And there are farms in Forsyth County. I guess back then there were.
There used to be. In fact, when I grew up, it was like the middle of the country and the middle of nowhere. And now it's, you know, part of Winston, so the city of Winston.
You went to Parkland High School?
Yes, sir. Good memory.
What has been the, what has been the best two or three things, come on, today's the day to name them, that you have accomplished work-wise with the work, with the job? What have you brought to bear or created during your time there?
Yeah, well, we've built three buildings since I've been here. We have two senior centers and now a gym wellness center. So that's been a good accomplishment because those facilities are important to do the activities and the provide the services and send meals out across the county to seniors and that kind of thing. So that's been a great accomplishment. And I don't know, you know, we have a staff that I think are very committed to the job and the work that they do. And so, you know, it's crazy for me to say I've been here for 31 years, but I have a couple of other staff that have been here for 32 years and a couple of others that will be celebrating 30 years later on this year. So I guess that is gratifying to me to know that these folks find this a great work environment and a way to better serve our community, that they've had the resources to do that. And I've developed some great friendships with the people here, the folks that we have just served and that are in our community.
You know, I didn't prompt you regarding this interview, but you are you understand instinctively the nature of it. We are blessing our neighbors, and you're recounting what is a project that you haven't accomplished that you would like to accomplish.
Gosh, you know, that's a tough question. I guess right now we're working on things to try to expand our food service programs that we're doing here. We've been stricken by COVID, but normally we're stricken by hurricanes and those type of natural disasters like that. So we're sort of surprised at these new issues that we have to deal with. But we still need some more of the same kind of facilities to serve even in a COVID kind of environment. So I guess we're looking to develop our facilities a little bit more to extend the services in the community.
I see. And the food services to expand it regarding breakfast, lunch, dinner. Right now it's breakfast, lunch. What do you mean expand it?
Well, I think more people. And the other thing to serve more people, and the other thing would be to, for disaster times, you know, to be able to continue to provide that service. You know, with COVID, I think the first thing I worried about was we have all these seniors throughout the county that normally come here to receive services or get food, as well as the folks we do those Meals on Wheels for. And I'm thinking, how are we going to be able, my fear was people would be stuck in their homes. And not be able to go out to get food. That was my biggest fear. So we developed a way to do that, you know, through volunteers and our other transportation services we have. And we have our own kitchen, you know, commercial kitchen. So we were able to do that to continue to reach out to those people to make sure they continue to receive those daily meals. So I'd want to do more folks and to have, you know, like a bank of food that we can get at, whether it's frozen food or shelf meals or that kind of thing.
I love the fact that you're a Murphy's Law guy. What has gone wrong? What did we do right, wrong? It will happen again. What can we do better the next time? You're getting ready already. Wes, the time flies. Why should someone move to Pender County besides you and your lovely family being there?
Because we have great services here for folks. And it's still, if there's a great place to retire to because of the services we provide for seniors and older adults. Ooh. And it's a big girl. It's the fourth largest county in the state by area, but one of the smaller by population. So we still have some vacant land.
It's very buildable and very sunny, and the surf is beautiful this time of year. Wes, right? Davis, Jane Davis, the Davises, Pender County, North Carolina. North Kakalaki, God bless you. Keep up the good work, sir. Thank you for being on Laborers for Neighbors.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.